This is an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 16-year-old Joshua Cooper sends a video to friends on Insta asking for help to dispose of a body. Cooper points the camera at a 13-year-old girl covered in blood from a gunshot wound. One recipient tells Mom what she saw. Mom calls police.
Nancy, Bensalem police head to Cooper's Pennsylvania home, and the teenager runs out of a back door, leading a short foot chase before he's apprehended. Police find the girl dead on the floor in a bathroom and report there were substantial efforts to clean up the crime scene.
Cooper tells Pennsylvania cops the death was an accident. He had access to guns because the lock on his dad's safe is inoperable. The teen now charged with murder. Trey Genko's neighbor calls Cincinnati cops when Genko threatens her with a gun and says Genko's been acting crazy. Investigators find Genko is part of an online misogynistic hate group, and he's been planning a shooting with the intent to take 3,000 women's lives.
Genko's search history reveals he self-identifies as an incel, or involuntary celibate. The 22-year-old was tracking sorority events at nearby colleges to identify, quote, desirable targets, and shared a manifesto detailing his plan for the attack. His most recent Google search asked, when does preparing for a crime become an attempt?
Ohio cops find an AR rifle with illegal fittings, loaded magazines, body armor, and boxes of ammo in Genko's car. Genko originally faced weapon possession charges, but he ended up pleading guilty to plotting a hate crime. Eric Hilton enters a Delaware pizza shop and attacks the owner, stabbing the man dead, runs from the shop, treats his wounds from the fight in a neighboring dollar store. An employee calls cops who use surveillance video to ID Hilton as the killer.
The pizza shop owner received emergency treatment but died on the scene. 22-year-old Hilton was found at a nearby hospital, receiving treatment for injuries he sustained in the attack. Police presence on scene quickly died down, but shoppers report seeing crime scene cleanup crews in both stores the morning after the murder.
22-year-old Hilton arrested at a nearby hospital, charged with murder one. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
As authorities continue to investigate the grisly stabbings that left four University of Idaho students dead inside their home earlier this month, police say that detectives have now moved five vehicles from the crime scene to a storage location where they'll continue to examine them and process evidence. Crime Stories correspondent Joe Morgan speaking to News Nation.
I guess they're thinking there might be evidence on the interior of the vehicle, because if they found value on the exterior of the vehicle, then they would have snapped them up much sooner.
In the early morning hours of November 13th, university students and housemates Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, and Zana Kernodle, along with student Ethan Chapin, were killed at the women's residence near campus after returning home from nights out. The only suspect arrested in connection with the killings of Vanessa Guillen at a Texas military base in 2020 has pleaded guilty to charges that include helping dispose of the soldier's body near Fort Hood. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
24-year-old Cecily Aguilar pleaded guilty in a federal court in Waco, Texas, to one count of accessory to murder after the fact and three counts of making a false statement. A sentencing date has not yet been set, but Aguilar faces up to 30 years in prison and a $1 million fine. According to federal and state authorities, Aguilar helped her boyfriend, Army Specialist Aaron Robinson, kill, dismember, and dispose of Guillen's body in the woods.
Robinson died by suicide July 1, 2020, the day that Guillen's remains were found. An Indiana coroner's office is asking relatives of young men who vanished between the mid-1980s and mid-1990s to submit DNA samples in a renewed effort to identify human remains found on land once owned by a man suspected in a string of killings. More than 10,000 human bones and bone fragments were discovered starting in the mid-1990s at Fox Hollow Farm, an 18-acre estate in Westfield, just a few miles north of Indianapolis. In July 1996, the land's then-owner, 49-year-old businessman Herbert Baumeister, killed himself in Canada as investigators sought to question him about the remains. According to court documents released this week by an Indiana judge, an unspent bullet found between the bodies of two teenage girls slain in 2017 came from a pistol owned by the suspect in their deaths. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The redacted probable cause affidavit released Tuesday states investigators seized 50-year-old Richard Matthew Allen's .40-caliber pistol during an October 13th search of his home. Testing determined an unspent bullet found within 2 feet of one of the girls' bodies had been cycled through Allen's pistol. Investigators determined Allen had purchased that gun in 2001. In an October 26 interview with police, Allen said that he had never allowed anyone to borrow the gun.
The affidavit also includes testimony by a witness who reported seeing a man walking away from the crime scene wearing clothes that looked muddy and bloody.
A man breaks into a Wisconsin Apple store and swipes a MacBook, iPhone, iPad, and more. Nearly $3,000 of electronics. Seems the 61-year-old suspect didn't think to disable the Find My feature on the devices. The Apple devices were found hidden in an old pizza box. Whoopsie! For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast.